Hi guys, thanks for stopping by my podcast. Okay, you guys, today I want to talk about Melissa Ford. Melissa Ford was a video vixen model 20 plus years ago. She was big time. She was big time. She was popular. She was all in the men's magazines and the videos and such. And the next thing we knew, she was on Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee. So they had their thing on the internet, and they had a podcast and with various of topics. And then Melissa got into a really horrible car accident, which left her in the hospital for quite a while. And she went through some life-changing things, and she made some life-changing decisions. And one of them was not to return back to Hollywood Unlocked for whatever reason. But we look up and she's on Drink Champs on YouTube. And anyone who knows about Drink Champs, Ori is one of the hosts. And they drink, they smoke, they really keep it real. They hit real topics. And I really like the show. And she was a guest. And let me tell you, she was drinking and she was smoking, and it was very obvious that she was very tipsy. And they say when you're tipsy, the truth came out. The truth comes out. So I want you guys to hear Miss Melissa Ford, high as fuck, and telling the business. Now, this clip is going to go for a while. I'm not too sure how many minutes, but at least 20 minutes. So check this out, you guys. Miss Melissa Ford was high as fuck.
I got robbed.
Oh, wow. That's where old school ladies.
Also, I wanted to add that Moni Love was on the show as well, and the two of them have a podcast coming out. So they came on together for promotion, and I guess for Melissa to be interviewed, and Moni Love, as far as what's been going on with their life. Okay, you guys, I'm going to start the audio back. Thank you.
So you're from Canada?
Yes.
And according to DJ Khaled,
British Canada or French Canada?
The way you spell Canada,
he says.
Also, you guys, I wanted to add that Melissa is getting ready to answer questions about her and Drake. According to the streets. And also, Melissa confirmed it that they had a little thing back in 2009. Now, back in 2009, Drake was 23 and Melissa was 33. Now, this is the Drake before the goatee. This is the Drake before he really became the ladies' man. This is the young Drake we're talking about. And when I think about it, there was nothing sexy about Drake when he was younger than what he is now, in my opinion. Okay, you guys, I'm going to start the audio again.
D-R-A-K-E.
Wow, you said just like him, too.
There's been rumors that you
said. Khaled said that?
D-R-A-K-E. That's why he says he spelled.
He's very dramatic.
And they say that you and Drake at one point.
Oh, you guys did the Wicked Wonka? Oh.
Yeah, y'all really walked it.
Oh my God!
That's what they say.
Wait!
I'm just saying.
Hold on, who told you that?
The world.
Ah,
it's true. Toronto. The sex god.
I mean, not that it really matters, but is it true?
Drake ate the ass. Let's keep it real.
Oh, she licked her lips like booyaka shot.
I know. But here's the thing is you'll never have full confirmation as to what actually transpired.
But that's all we needed is you to go.
No, but that's an assumption on your part.
Absolutely
it really
correct.
Is.
You know what? It's wrong.
Maybe you licked again. And again.
I'm wearing I should probably re-up. I don't know what's happening right now. Hold on a second here. I got this.
Because you remember, you're reminiscing with what?
No. Hold on. It's okay. It's okay. No, I love you, sis.
Was in the sixth barrel?
Fuck me right now.
So.
Oh, there's a soul with this. Let's go.
Drake is a Scorpio. Mm. I'm a Scorpio.
What month is that?
It's late October, most of November.
No, not December?
I promise you it's not. Okay. I promise that. I've been there my whole life. Yes, that's Sag.
Yeah.
That's Sag. So he's October's very own OVO. That's okay. The label.
Okay.
I believe he's October 24th. I'm November 7th.
Okay.
I got smashed.
No, we actually did not.
See, oh, this really? Is what he does. I've seen this shit.
No. Yeah. But the crazy.
We don't really do this, to be honest.
No, I'm just gonna ask.
No, I've seen this shit before.
No, I'm just gonna ask.
Or some threesome shit.
I feel like.
Oh, we're gonna get into that.
Yeah,
you already know. Come on.
We're definitely gonna get into that.
Be cool.
But here's the thing. It's like.
She said we're definitely gonna get into that.
I feel like you men really like.
Look. Let's just get really clear.
Humans are penises, okay?
Okay.
Males.
I know these guys.
There you go. You guys judge each other based on your sexual prowess and how many you've taken down.
That depends on your maturity.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate Miss Sabrina, thank you for...
I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
You want to get 14-year-old
teeth? Okay.
You want to see mature?
He's agreeing with you, though, right now.
So
here's the situation, is that I cannot lie and say that part of the attraction with him is how smart and cerebral and Canadian he was. We spoke the same non-verbal language.
Hey, he wrote a movie.
And we're both...
He doesn't say it, does he?
Yes, he fucking does.
Everyone can say it.
Everybody
can say it. Not French Canadians, do they?
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Hey.
And we're both half black, half white. There was a language, an unspoken language, you know? And I really, truly fucking adored him. He's racist.
Oh,
I did!
To adore him, but sexually attracted to adore him, or? He's like the new Albie Show, let's be clear.
No, let me just say this.
What was he talking about?
And I really
What the fuck did you just say?
The vast majority of the biggest name rappers you can fucking think of approached me.
Mm.
Athletes, the whole nine.
Yep.
And I was so determined to be recognized by my own name.
You were guarded.
That I was so guarded, I wouldn't even date them. I was so afraid of my name being associated with a 50 or a Ludacris or a Kanye or a... You know, or whoever in the NFL or NBA, Rip Hamilton, whatever. I was so terrified of being attached to their name and not being able to, like, scale myself based on my talent, based on myself, based on what I can or can't bring to the table.
Right.
I was so terrified that a man's association and proximity to me would define that I knew.
Or tainted
at that time. Now it is a badge of honor.
Right.
But at that time, no, as a woman, you had to make it on your own. Otherwise, everything you did was a result of his interaction.
I hate when he does that. You see that shit that he does?
Wait.
You say, no.
Wait, hold on. Props. That is some good technique right there. But let me tell you this.
Okay.
I do read the comments, the YouTube comments before I come on.
Uh-huh.
And you're learning as you go along,
uh-huh.
And you are phenomenal, and your connections are amazing.
Uh-huh.
I watching your growth. I love it.
Well, we're talking about Drake right now.
I know that. Can you see? I'm trying to deflect like a motherfucker.
Well, what I'm trying to say is he's a golden child. Like
he's a golden child.
I think the golden child gets everything he wants, right? Yes. And to me, yes. I'm an outsider looking in, yeah. Right? So third base, maybe.
What's third base? Third base
is like everything. What penetration?
It's everything.
You can see, touchy, wiki.
Think about it.
Yeah. So,
you guys might have two different definitions.
What's yours?
What's your definition?
Small break for our sponsors.
That's when you
get a little
home base.
In Miami, a little is home.
conversations regularly.
Now that you know your bases is loaded.
Okay. Bases are loaded. Now I know what third base is.
Okay.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
He went to third base. God damn it. Let's make some money, Drake.
Wait, I don't know what third base is. Oh, his turn.
Third base is an interlude to fourth base, and you have a clear picture of what fourth base is going to look like.
You smell it, too. You
fourth base. Fourth base.
All right, guys, so you heard it for yourself, and this is just a piece of the clip. Their whole interview with Drink Champs is almost 3.5 hours. So this is just the tip of how lit this show was. It was very entertaining. I thought she was a little bit extra. I thought she was loud, but I thought she also had a good time. She was authentic and really trying to keep it as real as she could, being under the influence. But it was a good show. If you would like to check out the whole show, you can find it out there on the internet. And thank you guys for tuning in to my podcast. Bye.